The time is 7:30. It's time for all the news you never knew you needed to know till now.
Well, the Afghan war continues to grind along with the Taliban attacking us while we get ready to commence to begin to get started to attacking them down in Kandahar. The latest is 3 more Americans killed, which brings the total to 60 for this month, or 2 a day, which is more than we took in most of the Iraqi war. The rest of the situation over there, Pakistan is apparently paying paramilitary units of some nature to go into the far remote tribal areas of the north that the army of Pakistan just can't even get into. And apparently there is an offensive going on up there in those northeast tribal areas around Bajur and Mohammedan, the two territories up on the border with Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Afghan Taliban have attacked a border post in that area and captured 35 Pakistani troops who were then turned over to their consul in Jalalabad. And it's hard to say what's going on there, but it may be a move for those northern tribal areas to drop out of Pakistan entirely. At least that's one of the rumors in that part of the high Himalayas. Senate Conference Committee on Finance Reform, that bill is still working its way through. It has to get covered, although now the Republicans, this is one of those bills, well, everybody's going to have to pass it because it's got the extension for unemployment in it. The Republicans are taking this position philosophically that if you're on unemployment for too long, you quit looking for work and start doing other things, and therefore giving more unemployment or extending the unemployment now is counterproductive, and they're going to vote against it. So that is being hung up in the process. Other elements, however, state assistance for state Medicaid payments, tax breaks that have been going on for everything from new jobs to new building, all sorts of stuff like that there, all involved in that same finance bill, which is supposed to be working its way through to some sort of passage before the 4th of July. Kyrgyzstan, it does have something calling itself an interim government, and the interim government has ordered the military to clean up the act down in the south of the country. The military have now surrounded the city of Osh, which is the primary area of the Uzbek exodus. The surround, however, is not without problems. Some reports are that the military are helping the Tajiks and the Kyrgyz to drive the Uzbeks out of Osh. Looting is also reported. President Bakiyanov was the one who was ousted. Some folks say that he is behind some of the paid attacks down in Osh. We'll see where that one goes. But Kyrgyzstan is important, even if nobody is paying any attention. British Petroleum on the rack today. Their CEO, Mr. will be in hearings at the House Commerce Subcommittee, Mr. Waxman's committee, where he will be sliced and diced over the things that the British Petroleum had been doing before the blowout, things that already violated safety standards, procedures, etc. The whole scene coming down as one more dog and pony show associated with the ongoing tragedy. The oil continues to pump into the Gulf, and measures along the coast are still chaotic, but beginning to get started, to commence to start, one hopes. President Obama and the Senate are going to go after an energy bill in July. They want it passed before the election, and then they will go to a conference committee. The way they hope to do this is to drop in the Senate bill the cap-and-trade carbon footprint operation, and get that entered again in the conference committee after the election. Pretty good political tactic. We'll see whether it goes. And here's one that's a little bit more than just weird. The coastal waters off California and Oregon are currently 20 degrees colder than usual. You realize, I mean, this is the Japanese current that comes from Japan around through the Gulf of Alaska down the coast. It's one of the reasons that this coast of the northern continent is as warm as it is. All of a sudden, the water temperature is way down in the 40s. And that means that the fisheries and all other aspects, including the weather, are going to be affected if this continues. Nobody has an explanation yet, but it's happening. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on KBM on Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.